A bullet can only be used once. A line of cocaine can only be snorted once. A vial of heroin can only be injected once. But a person can be used over and over again as a commodity in human trafficking. It's almost inexhaustible. You know, be they a child laborer, or then a sex slave, or even then taken for their organs. It's a commodity that is very profitable. It's billions of dollars in terms of business. Every country is either a destination, transit, or origin site for human trafficking.
Not very many people are convicted of human trafficking. Do you know why that is?
There are so many people who are not being prosecuted. Prosecutions are very few. Sometimes that's because the laws are not understood, or the laws haven't been passed, or they're poorly crafted, or in other times it's just that there's a lack of resources. There was for a while a stigma, and there still is in some countries a stigma in coming forward if you're a survivor. Some survivors don't even know that they were trafficked. They cannot identify themselves as victims of human trafficking. Sometimes the stigma is so great that they would rather just go on with their lives than have to say that they were a sex slave, because they will never be able to get on with their lives if that stigma is then put upon them. So we have to make it very clear that survivors are heroic people who ought to be looked up to, and we have to treat them accordingly. And when they are treated in that manner, as heroes, as examples of dignity and bravery, then there is more of a likelihood for them to come forward.
Can you give me any idea of what progress has been made?
We're at a very important time in terms of the UN's work to combat human trafficking. For one, there are so many victims who need help. The Security Council, for the first time, is starting to look at this issue as something that ought to concern the Council. For the first time in the last year, we have seen, in December of 2015, the Security Council hold a historic meeting on human trafficking. For the first time, a survivor of human trafficking was given the opportunity to brief the Council, and the Council issued a presidential statement, and it asked the Secretary General to provide a report on the state of human trafficking and on what can be done better and what is working and what isn't working.
In parallel with this upcoming day, what can we do on a very local or personal level to make sure that human trafficking will come to an end?
We have a trust fund for victims of human trafficking, especially women and children. All the funds go directly to providing legal assistance, humanitarian assistance, housing, job training, tracing family members, legal representation, medical assistance. But there's so many demands for this, and we cannot keep up with the demand because we don't have enough resources for the trust fund. Another thing that we can do is make sure that we check with our legislators. Are they prosecuting this crime? What are the figures? Is there victims assistance? Are there shelters for victims of human trafficking? Only 1 out of 100, we estimate, are rescued from human trafficking. So if only 1 person out of 100 is rescued, we owe it to that one person who miraculously came out of human trafficking to help them rebuild their lives. Unless we make sure that survivors are given sustainable solutions to protect them from the risk of being re-trafficked, we will continue to be confounded by this crime, which is a threat to development, a threat to peace and security, and a threat to human rights and the rule of law.